Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list
I'm really telling
you.
Bobby?
Yes, I'm here.
Help me before
Hello?
I kill myself. I mean, help me before I have a nervous breakdown. Okay, so I gave everyone the right number tonight. Okay. I posted it. You saw it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And I said the new number. And I need you if you do this to me right now. Hold on. Amanda, hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Amanda, that is the new number I gave you. I'm ready to have a nervous breakdown. So I need you to calm me down. And let's see if anyone's on. No. Okay, I swear to you, look at the Facebook. I typed the number incorrectly, didn't I?
Yes. All right. I see the number.
Yes. I copied it and pasted it from Blog Talk. So I did everything. Blog Talk wanted me to do. I'm looking for Wally. I'm looking
Hello?
For Wally Button. I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I gave her the same number as was written. Right?
Right.
And I need you just to make sure, because you sent Molly the phone number last time too, right?
Well,
I
didn't tweet him at the number.
Oh, you tweeted him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you're not Facebook friend with him.
I'm still on Twitter, but haven't had a chance.
Okay. Do me a favor while we're on here. Just tweet out that we're on the air, our new number. You know, I did this 4 hours ago, right? Okay, 3. Oh, hold on. So how is everyone besides everyone?
I'm fine.
Doing tonight?
I'm fine.
You know, anything? So, if you want to speak on the ALP, press 1. If not, I totally understand. If you can't. So, yeah, of course this is happening to us. Okay. Hi, welcome to Time After Dark. Hi, what? Tell me you're Wally. Please be Wally. Hello.
Hi. This is.
Hi.
Hi, this is Carly.
Yes.
Is this? Hi, thank you for giving me the right number, Carly. Finally. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't know what happened to me.
No, it's cool that, you know, you here. Okay. Okay, so now... okay, so my conversation Monday went like this with Wally, right? Bobby,
I know Nick from Jonah Hospital. I see all his episodes. since I was a teenager and to adult
So,
big fan.
So he goes, he goes, I go, Raleigh, can you either do this Wednesday or the following? I have an appointment yesterday in Seattle. Raleigh, I'm sorry, but this doctor is so hard. All good. Can we do Wednesday or next Wednesday? He goes, let me know what day is good for you. He goes, Wednesday. He goes, Wednesday at this time, five. So now looking at it, now I don't know which Monday he meant.
Yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday. I'm not why it was canceled.
No, because originally it was going to be one day.
Yeah.
And
I just texted him. I just tweeted him.
Okay. So what I'm thinking, he meant next one day. I'm a joke. But if, okay, but if he met today, would he have got back to me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself. You two are supposed to talk me out of it.
You
both are supposed to say something. I'm leaving Raleigh a very nice message right now.
Oh, he's not here right now, or?
Oh, yeah, we are talking.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were in text back, because I never know anything no more, you know.
You know what? To be honest, Amanda?
Yeah?
I don't know what the hell is going on anymore either.
Okay.
And I am not going to apologize for saying hell right now. Because
yeah, I don't, you can call my dog, so I'm all good.
And if I swear out and offend you right now, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's probably, no, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I swear all the time.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm 24
so,
years old.
Well, your mother loved me, okay? Your mother adored me, okay? Your mother is
yeah.
one of my great friends. Your mother always posts stuff. So,
you know,
know
I'm good hockey fans with you too, and
yeah,
country fans.
Yeah, I don't
fans.
Want
you
to come after me. I'm scared of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, 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 no. I love you too, Carl. You know, I always talk to you, see how you're doing. You know that.
Oh, you just.
You know, I love you too, Carly.
Well, yeah, Super knows. So, Bobby. So tomorrow's
yes.
your birthday.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
Well, I'm probably just going. Well, I'm going to probably start off in the morning by going to Starbucks and getting me a birthday coffee. Then I'm going to work out, and at my gym I get a birthday smoothie, so I'm going to have that for lunch. And then I'm going to go to work, and then. After work, I'm going to celebrate my birthday at Red Robin.
Oh.
Yeah,
no, that's all month long.
Yeah.
You know, that's all month long.
Right. I did celebrate it earlier today, and because and we had, and I had pretzel pepperoni pizza from Little Caesars and Red Velvet Cupcakes, and I got, and we had a little party today.
Wow. But you're doing Red Robin tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? Well,
I know that.
That's a lot of partying.
Yeah. I know
that.
I know.
Well,
I know that there's another. I know there's another birthday that is happening today, and if I can give her a shout out because she was on the show last year when we had her husband on, Scott Bailey, and that's Adrian Front, from formerly of Young Restless and The Bold and Beautiful and Beyond Salem. Her birthday is today.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well,
so there's a lot of birthdays going on. What are you doing
tomorrow
for your birthday or Friday?
Then our birthday show is Friday night, people.
Yeah.
And with the writer's strike, I have no idea if we are going to get the actors calling in this time. Because, you know, because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's 6:07. Oh, my God. I just remembered something.
Yeah. What's that?
Tell you both later off air. But they started back up. The new hospital started back up, I think, on the 2nd of June. That's why we were kind of hurrying up this interview.
Yeah, I heard there's reruns, of General Hospital.
What?
Or something. I heard there's reruns until I don't know when, yeah.
Yeah, so
well,
back
well,
up.
Well, we got new episodes. Funny, we got new episodes because...
Yeah.
But I don't know when the last new episode is.
I like it when Meg Quarterman played the guitar. I like it at General Hospital when you guys, when Ned Quarterman played the guitar with Chase and then helped the son of Livia, that was a cute part of it, the guitar.
Well, you know what, Olivia, no matter what, Olivia's going to end up on Carly's side. Because, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but Olivia hated Nina since day one.
Yeah, Nina, and even the Quartermain knows Nina's secret now, and I don't know what's going on with that part.
Excuse me, but Nina, you listen to herself, and when it comes to blows, and if Ned and Sunny come to blows, and they both start figuring out who said this stuff, and come on, Carly would not set up the Quartermain like this. No. As much as the Quartermain pissed her off in the past, no. They are pretty getting along there now. So, let's see. Who's on the band list with everyone? Oh. Crab Molly. Molly? Hold on. Hold on, Molly. Molly, hold on. The number is 319-527-6066. And call on your cell phone. I promise you it's the phone. I promise you it's the phone number. Our co-host, Amanda, got through this fine.
Okay. Do you want me to stay on or hang up then?
No. Do not go anywhere.
I didn't hear you. I was like, was like,
okay, Wally is here. I'm putting you two on mute.
Okay.
And I will bring you back.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. He's one of our favorite guys on this show. He's in the Daytime After Dark Awards, so that we'll be having at the end of August. He's in almost every category that we have. Favorite Men, Hottest Guy. He's been on our show about as many times as him and Zayna Depec are neck and neck in that category. So, if you want to vote for either Zayety or Wally Cook to win that award, let me know.
Thank you.
And my introduction, Wally, you can see Wally every day on General Hospital at Ned Kodermain. Right now, he's in a deep hole. Will he get out? And Justin is always in some deep hole on Days of Our Life on Peacock. Here he is.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
So did you hear about the Daytime After Dark Awoso? And you are in almost every category.
Well, thank you, Carly. First of all, hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm really good. So I know you cannot talk about, you know, what's coming up, but I know you are going to be booking, it's already aired today or tomorrow. I haven't seen it yet, but you and Sunny, your face to face over this ELQ racketeering who set Drew and Carly up to take the fall for these racketeering causes. And I've been feeling sorry for Ned. You know, as much as at times he doesn't love Drew and didn't accept Drew in the family at first. He didn't do it. He did not do it. Nina did. Nina. So I'm on your side, and I'm sure you will be back in the Olivia's graces very soon if you are not anymore. I mean,
well, all I can tell you, let me cut you off. It's sort of unfortunate that I'm calling today, because if I was calling next Wednesday, we would have a lot to talk about, because things change dramatically, and you would never guess how fundamentally different Ned's character arc is going in the next week. So that's all I can tell you. And Yeah. So, unfortunately, we're not talking yesterday. We're talking tonight. But so we can talk today about, it was kind of fun to play Wrongly Accused. That's always fun when you're wrongly accused. And I had to come up with about 20 different ways to say, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. And I hope everyone enjoyed it. It was fun playing that. And, we're having fun. I mean, the show's really going good. I've been really busy the last, 4 or 5 weeks and working a lot. So you'll be seeing more of me. And, I'm really excited.
That's what a lot of people on Twitter wanted me to ask, because everyone's scared about the virus strike. If, since the virus strike is happening, and they know we have a lot of beef in the can, and they're afraid of what if the virus strike never ends, how much of beef and Dave, the only two steps you can speak of, really. Do you know of how much, if that happens?
I know that Days of Our Lives is 7 months ahead. So if they ever get behind
again?
And they can't, they're 7 months ahead now. So if they ever get behind where they can't write scripts, hopefully they will wisely just stop and just, but General Hospital can't. They're only 5 weeks ahead. And from what I understand, they have scripts into the next month, but they can't do this all summer long. I mean, they have outlines and I guess outlines, scripts,
okay.
story points. In the middle of July,
I thought someone told me Dave was at the same pace as the other soaps now. Someone told me that.
No. They're 7 months ahead, and GH, I think, is still 6 or 7 weeks. And so, yeah. But, we need to hope that the writer's strike closes, that's for sure. We need the writer's strike to end.
Okay.
Charlie, can I say something?
What's your question?
Yeah, Amanda, be the new co-host.
All the time as you for Ned Quartermain. When I was a teenager and me as adult was me and my mom all the time. We all love all the characters and you especially, me and my mom.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're very talented. Oh, in life, I like you how you sing in life with all the characters in life, how you sing in the band with them, most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I've seen that, too. It was amazing. You're a good singer as well.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're having fun doing the day players. We just came back from Addison, Dallas, Texas, and Oklahoma City, and it was so much fun. If you guys ever, if you follow me on any social media, I usually give everyone a heads up about our upcoming shows. But definitely try and come. We really have fun, and we actually, I got to admit it, we don't suck. We don't suck. We're actually
Spinelli
pretty good.
Spinelli with you guys, too. Spinelli. But I miss Jason, by the way, and the team with it, I miss, Jason was good. Jason Morgan and John Hospital and then Steve Burton in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's on Days of Our Lives now. I bet he'll probably be back on the show soon.
He was a good actress with you, all of you in it, in theory, You, him and Michael, actually. I like the part with the guitar I was telling Carly about when you and Chase did the guitar for the kid. Is his name? Yeah. For Olivia's kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. With the Play, I think it was, or something. What song was it you guys did in the general hospital?
The nurse's song?
I can't remember.
The nurse's
song? It was good, but you. Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was really good.
George Michael's Faith?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That was so good at the time. I read that episode with you. And then I love all the episodes with you and Ned and Olivia together. You and Olivia together? That was nice, too. You and Olivia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope the character and Olivia works out in Jenna Hospital. Because you're always good with the characters with her.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's very nice of you to say.
You know, the talent, yeah, the talent show you were good at with you two were singing that song with the motorcycle. That was good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you guys
could stand. That was the Queen song. Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Yeah, I watched that, too, a long time ago. I hope you guys don't fight about with Carly, you know, and Nina.
Oh, there's going to be some drama coming up, I think. It's interesting. You're not going to, I'm here to say, you will not guess what happens in the next week. So you guys will be in for a good surprise, fun story. And, yeah, that's all I can say.
And I hope Sunny finds out from Nina soon. You know what I'm saying? That way she can be back with Carly. Because,
I don't know.
Carly has a new, or somebody can ruin a marriage. After they propose, they could be moving the marriage. I hope that's what happens with them.
It sounds like that could be a problem if he ever finds out.
That's
just awesome. Wait and see.
I want that
I think
to
it's
happen
tomorrow.
Because Sonya and Nina are not good for each other.
Oh,
no.
I would love it. Yeah. Do you
would
have
you
any more questions?
Would you love it too? Would you love it if Sonya and Nina broke up? Would you love it in Jenna Hospital if Sonny and Nina broke up? I swear.
I think Sonny and Nina are okay together. They seem to be pretty happy. I mean, you know.
Nina's a TV issues. You know what I'm saying? She fights with Carly and everybody in the family.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, they got together in ways that probably weren't, you know. Seen as full
Sorry.
Of integrity, you know, Nina, you know, deceived
Sorry.
Him, but they seem to be happy
yeah,
now.
That's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I hope Willow gets be better in the show. By the way, I hope Willow gets better, too.
I think she will.
Because everybody's praying for her in the show and the remission and all that. So Michael can have her, you know, with his wife and all that in the show. That's why.
Is that all you have, Amanda?
Hi, Carly?
Yeah.
Thank you, Amanda.
Is there
nice talking to you.
Thank
You're welcome.
You, Amanda.
You're welcome.
So, Wally. Okay, so, I say what you just said about Sunny and Nina.
Yeah.
I almost threw up. Okay? And I know you said that on purpose. You did that on purpose. Because you know that I'm a big Carlson fan.
I understand.
You did that?
But don't you want me to be honest? Don't you want
me
to be honest? I was just being honest. She asked me my opinion, and I'm going to give you my honest opinion. They look like they're in love with each other, and, you know, they're two consenting adults.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. Okay.
For you.
I'm not going to – I don't know all the details. I don't watch the show every day.
Well, wait, you don't
I do watch
your
the show.
Own show. So,
I said I don't. I just said I know that she was. I know
day.
She deceived him. I know she deceived him, but they seem to be in a really good place now, right? They already worked through all of that. They worked through all of that. And there they are. So that's all. I'm just giving my opinion.
She doesn't know. Sunny doesn't know. Velma said deceiving as Nina's done. That's real. Carly Lower Bikes Kildo is fuming every day.
All right, fair enough.
So,
okay.
But
all right.
You don't
I'm not going to fight.
I do
watch it.
Okay, fine.
I watch it a lot.
I
watch it more than, believe me. Let me tell you something.
Yes,
I watch
I know.
The shows more.
So,
are you,
I have a question.
Let me finish. No, hold on, let me finish. I do watch the show. I watch the show more than a lot of the other actors. So let me just say that. That's all I'm going to say.
Good. That makes me happy. But I have a question. So I did this stupid thing that I'm catching up because I feel behind. But I was good dying. And then I just, one night I couldn't sleep. So I was good dying. And then I went all the way to Epiphany, Funeral Epiphany, passed away to Epiphany's funeral. And by that, I had no tears left. I'm like, you lose two people, good people, in a amount of time, and then they don't use Wally's singing voice. So, other service, and you don't have any quartermains at the service for either one of those. And I know for weddings and funerals, especially with COVID, and I know COVID is not all the way done, but you guys still have to follow restrictions, or you guys a little laid back.
Yeah, where all the restrictions have been, pulled. So we are back to normal. After almost 3 years of wearing a mask on the set, it's fantastic, got to say. It's been a few weeks now, and everyone is really excited,
Well, I mean, I think you guys had to... it was hard for the industry. It was hard for everyone because I was in the doctor's office the other day. And they go, oh, you can take off your mask. I'm like, yes. But Bobby does have two or three questions before we go. And,
okay. Hi, Bobby.
Oh, and by the way, if you win as many awards as you do on a daytime after dark award, so you will be notified and you'll have to appear on our award. So it's not like the Emmys where you can just skip it. And I just want to say for myself that you were snubbed in both categories, in both shows this year. You and Laura were both snubbed, both of you.
Oh, well, let me just say, I didn't even submit myself this year. This year, I didn't really work much last year.
Why? You should have.
I just didn't have any good story. I mean, you know, you only submit yourself. I mean, I only submit myself when I feel like I've done work that, you know, I'd be, you know, worthy of an Emmy. And, you know, not every year do you get, like, as good a storyline as I had 2 years ago on both of the shows. I think I was nominated for Days of Our Lives, Lead Actor Days, on Days that year, but it was a really great story. And so I didn't have a lot last year, but I think I may have some stuff this year on both shows, so I may submit myself next year. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I liked it when Drew came back, and was it last year or the year before, and you came out and you Thanksgiving, and you go, Drew, And I was waiting for you to say Drew with a new face or something to be funny, but you like Drew. And like, that is the Emmy. You know, you sort of submitted that moment because that was an Emmy moment for you, I thought.
Okay.
But I
all
think,
right. All right.
I thought
enough.
You were snubbed with you. Too.
Okay.
Because
all right. Well, thank you.
With all your Brooklyn father stuff, with the Leo stuff, you and Olivia, too. I feel
well, thank
like
you.
All
nice.
Of you guys got snubbed. So
okay.
Let Bobby talk. Oh, he will do okay. what Sunny does for a living and do that to me. Hey, Bobby.
I don't think I will do that. I don't think I'll do that. How are you doing tonight, Wally?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And I wanted to say you're doing a great job on both shows. I don't watch Days as much as before because of the calls for Peacock. But from what I've heard on the message boards, where GH go from the last few days, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
And I just wanted to say right now, because I was going to just write to you immediately after the show and just say happy 60th anniversary for General Hospital and in 2 years for Days, since both shows going to be on for over 60 years. And I just kind of just wanted to say, I don't know if we'll both be still alive in 60 years or to enjoy the experience, but I'm sure our grandchildren will definitely be looking at clips via YouTube or whatever they're going to have in 60 years from now.
Well, thank you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, 60 years.
Yeah, and I just want to say congratulations on 2 more years for Days. Now, if only you can get it back on NBC. Now, if only we can get back on NBC, then I'll be a lot better. I mean, if we can get Dancing with the Stars on ABC, then, again, after being on Disney Plus, where it was hard for people to watch because they had to pay extra for something they don't want to pay when they can watch it for free.
Sorry, Bobby, you were breaking up on me. I didn't hear everything in that
okay,
one right there.
Okay. Okay. I know it's great that Dave's going to be on for another 2 years. Now, if only they can bring it back to NBC like they did with Dancing with the Stars for ABC, but along with Disney Plus or Sonic Castle with Peacock, similar to what Dancing with the Stars is doing this year for ABC and Disney Plus, it would be probably great because I don't think a lot of people want to pay extra to watch something that they could have easily watched for free.
Well, that's right. But there, I think what they decided to do was it was worth Peacock to try to get more subscribers. It was more of
right.
a Peacock deal. And, you know, there's a lot of people, Bobby, who young people, like my daughters, they don't have network television. They don't get cable. So if they're going to watch something, if they really want to watch a series, they're going to stream it. So
right.
I don't think it's not going anywhere. Streaming is only going to get bigger. And don't be surprised
right.
if General Hospital, you know, moves its streaming to Hulu. And you never
right.
know. I mean, you just don't know. So if you can afford it, I think there's like $3.99 a month you can watch Days of Our Lives. And
well,
it's pretty convenient because you don't need to watch any commercials, and you can. It's really a nice quality picture.
Right, it would be great,
no
Molly, because if I can get Peacock, I can watch not only that but The Office reruns because I love The Office and the WWE and just
right.
the and for the same package for Peacock. For
oh
all
yeah.
Those
Oh yeah, definitely get Peacock. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Well,
you get WWE like you just said.
And The Office.
Yeah.
I love The Office.
Yeah, well there you go. You get The
exactly.
Office all day long. All
and
day.
Well, you have a good night, and I'll definitely write you on and congratulate you on 60 years. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Have a good
evening.
And
we hope you, and Bobby's birthday is tomorrow, and my birthday's Friday, but this year we are excusing you from our birthday show because you're calling in today.
But okay. All right.
Next year, that won't be the case.
Okay.
Bye, Bobby.
All right. Happy birthday,
okay,
Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Bye, Bobby.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay.
I'm sorry for making hello.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for making you that old, but I'm sorry for making you that old about predicting 60 years into the future. But I was joking because it's sort of been a running gag with
rotating. You know, but I think for the older generation, it's harder. Will you not ever say ever again about 50
right.
years from now that our grandchildren will be watching? You know what? You know what 50 years from now, Bobby? You know what that means for us?
Oh, no. It better run gag have done with. This is a running gag for I've done with the calls of young wrestlers, Joe Hopper, and Sage.
I'm really thinking about being 48 on Friday, Bobby, and here you are going 50 years into the future.
Wow. I'm sorry.
And then,
I'm sorry, Carly. I just got to make it to 48 tomorrow. I got a few more hours before I turn 48, so I don't even know what's going to happen in 48 years for me. But, well, what's going to happen on television?
Wow, 40, 50, wow.
Amanda? In October 2nd, I'll be 25.
Oh. But,
we'll be.
Yep, October 2nd.
No,
Amanda,
we are happy that you're 25.
Amanda, can you send me a Facebook request so I can become your friend?
Carly's already on my friend on Facebook already.
By the way, I can't believe you asked Molly about Sunny and Nina. Amanda?
Yes?
Yes? Okay, Bobby, can you tell her the errors of her ways? Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell Amanda what she did sort of a little wrong. How Carly feels about Nina.
Carly hates Nina because for what she's done with Sunny.
Yep, I would agree
Thank
too.
You.
I hate Sunny with Nina. I hate them. I hate Sunny proposing and Nina with her lion, by the way, too.
They don't make a nice couple. They don't.
No, but it's not. I hate them that she doesn't tell the truth to Sunny. It's serious. Like, she's what's calling out the teacher.
Exactly. And, okay, Carly may have lied to Sunny in the past. Their love. Their love has got them through so much smoke and death. Donna being born, all this. And then what happened? Ruby and Duval.
Yeah, plus, by the way, Sonny and Carly. Yeah, Sonny and Carly's been together like in forever. Forever. Since they were young to anything. They've been there forever for each other.
Yes.
Sonny and Carly have.
And Sonny go to get Julian Durham. What happened? The bridge collapsed. Durham died. Sonny lives. No one knows, but you know what? I'm sorry. I blame the PCD because no one had their head screwed on tight. Even though Laura was male, and I know Laura should have done better because Spencer was grieving for his uncle, he should have sent Bulletin to New York, to out of state, just in case there was a chance that...
You know what I blame? I blame Nina. I blame Nina for all this.
Exactly.
Now you're a full-time co-host.
Yeah, you're on my side too, Amanda.
I blame Nina
for taking
Sonny away, for one. Taking Sonny away, not remembering who he was at the, what's it called, at the thing where the rodeo where it was. He didn't, no, she didn't remember. She didn't tell Sonny who he was either.
And, okay, I'm not fully caught up because Bobby knows why. But I'm trying to get really caught up. But I'm at the part where Epiphany passes. They have the funeral, but days before that, Sonny gets targeted. You know, Dex saves them. But, so Sonny is on high alert. And Carly comes to the penthouse to get Donna and is killing Carly that Nina is, you know, saying I love you to Donna, and Donna is saying this back to this woman that kept her from her daddy. And Ava knows everything. And Ava was the one that slipped the baby blanket that saved Carly from prison. So if I was Ava right now, I want to see Ava and Carly team up. I know that's really not in my vocabulary, but I would love to see two women that have their baby daddies taken away for you. Because of the younger kids, the older kids suffered. They suffered. Yeah.
I agree. Carly and Nina fight all the time. Nina fights
a couple of times. Ava has been nice to Jocelyn during the rape trial, telling that reporters go away because you are my daughter's sister, and I do not want, that to happen, and even though that's a step, they've never used that as a thing in the Crimson House. And I'm sorry, Ava knows what she did. Ava kind of gave her the idea, in a way.
And Ava protects Nina most of the time because of kind of family in General Hospital.
Yes. And you guys need to tune in to last Sunday's State of Mind. He had on Scott Clifton. And it brought me to tears. Because God said remember the year, Bobby, that we were hosting together, the year of the Emmy? Well, Christoph already passed, and Scott and Christoph were in the lead, you know, and it was going to break a record. Because they have been in younger supporting in their lead. And, you know, all the way. You know, Scott went on Little Young and What's This Bold and Beautiful, you know, thing with Christoph. And Christoph told him, I just won that award so bad. After Christoph passed, and he won, he felt like the biggest piece of crap. And Mo said to him, you know, oh my God, you don't want to win that way. But he understood what God was feeling. So you guys gotta go to YouTube. I'm telling you, it grips your soul. And if you don't have a soul by the end of Boston, then I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone, I think this summer we might not have a show every week. My niece is coming in the 20th, and I'm going to want to spend all my time with my, even though she's 18 now, she will always be my baby. So, yeah.
And we're not, we're still having shows, but Carly, we're still having a show, because I know we're having a show Friday night for a birthday show. But I'm going to have it on the 16th, even though the Emmy for council.
Because, Bobby, tell her, summer, we are, tell the man in summertime, we are more relaxed than during the fall time because, well, I'm a football fan, and there's this one where we never schedule a guest. Monday night, especially if Monday night the Seahawks are playing whoever, right, Bobby?
Exactly. Or Thursday night.
Exactly.
Right.
Or Thursday night, too, yeah. I'm a big
but
Seahawks
baseball's fan. Already here, too.
Okay, who did you like?
For baseball?
Yeah.
I like the Diamondbacks. Because Arizona, I love the Diamondbacks for Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
Oh.
I'm a Cubs
well,
fan. And an Astros fan.
You know, I like the Diamondbacks. Back in the day, you guys had all pitcher Randy Johnson. Wow. He could pitch by no other pitcher. So, yes. Right now,
yeah,
Friday
but you killed
night,
a bird.
What?
Randy Johnson
Friday
night.
Oh, yeah, I heard of
yes.
Randy Johnson before. He was good.
Yeah. Friday night is our birthday, so me and Bobby. And when is your birthday, Amanda?
Hey, I was going to ask, when can we do country again, too, by the way?
Country music?
No, like country, you know, talk about country stuff like you said you wanted to.
Oh, you mean our award show?
Yes, on the Day
we're
After Dark show,
Yeah, late August.
Okay, late August, okay.
Yeah, because then we have the data that all of us can get. So now I am going to go lay down because you guys is, well, it's 6. You want to know how hot it is in Seattle right now? It's almost 90 in Seattle.
You're
and
in Seattle?
Wow. Say I do not this. Say I do not this. Bobby knows it's never just as hot. So,
it's been very smoky here in North Carolina because of the wildfires that Canada have had.
It's
very smoky, and my eyes are
affected
by it. Can I ask you a question before we all end the show tonight? June 27th, is there going to be anything going on June 27th? Are we doing a show on June 27th?
No.
Okay.
No, we won't because my niece will be here.
I was just asking.
Yeah, no,
are we still doing a show on? Are we still
because June 27th is my boyfriend's birthday on that day.
What?
June 27th is George's birthday that this year I met him. And that's why I was asking if the show was going to be on. That way we can wish him a happy birthday on that day.
Well, happy birthday to him. I know it's the 27th, but happy birthday to him.
Well, yeah.
He'll be 34 years old.
My tailbone and not going to be a tailbone any longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome aboard, Amanda. We love having you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's God you're not a morning person and you're pooky, because I'm not pooky. Ask Bobby.
Will you let me know on the next show and by the way?
Bobby knows I'm
okay.
Not pooky. He called me and asked me one question. And what do I do, Bobby?
You.
I'm a monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Wally, for calling in. It's 87 in Redmond, Bellevue area. Take the windows, the fan on, and take a moment. Enjoy the view, but watch the view from yesterday. Anyone? It was a riot. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. And take a moment to enjoy the view wherever you are. Good night, everyone.
All right. Have a birthday. And
let me know when the next show is, Carly.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you Friday, mm-hmm. Carly. Have a birthday.
Yeah. Let me know when it's like.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, have a birthday.
Bye.